It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rodriguez for Black and White Sports. We're going to talk about this Ime Udoka situation. I'm floored. I understand he's basically suspended for the entire season, but I am shocked that he actually has not been let go by the Boston Celtics. Now, in case you don't know this, when I was a big NBA fan, the Celtics are my lifelong team. They're my favorite team. I'm ashamed that this is happening in the organization that I grew up being such a big fan of. Cedric Maxwell is one of the reasons, you know. He's a Celtics legend, a finals MVP, a two-time world champion for the Boston Celtics. And, of course, he's their radio man with the Celtics. He has come out and he is voicing his opinion that he just doesn't see how Ime Udoka comes back to the Celtics after this. I don't know how, if all the speculation is accurate involving a senior VP's wife and all these sort of things. I mean, how does that guy save face, right? We find out yesterday that it may have very well been a Boston Celtics starting player that dropped dime on Ime Udoka's affair. And, of course, the travel person that was setting up the move for Ime Udoka's actress wife, Nia Long. I mean, the layers in this are nuts. It's absolutely absurd. So let's take a look at this. This is crazy. Cedric Maxwell was like, it's really tough. I don't know how he comes back. This is CBSNews.com. Celtics are heading into the new season with a new coach after the team suspended Ime Udoka for a year for multiple violations of team policies. There is no guarantee that Udoka will ever be back on the Boston bench either. Details of Udoka's transgressions are still unknown. Let me see if I can cut this. But it is widely reported that he was engaging in an affair with a Celtic staffer. It should be noted this staffer is a subordinate. That also causes all kinds of issues. The Celtics hired an outside firm to look into the matter, and after a two-month investigation, the franchise handed down the harsh, unprecedented punishment to Udoka, which the coach has accepted and will not be fighting. Two-time NBA champ and current Celtics radio analyst Cedric Maxwell joined Steve Burton on Sunday night's Sports Final on WBZ-TV to discuss Udoka's suspension and what's next for the Boston Celtics. While the story caused a giant mess when it first broke Wednesday night, leading to wild internet speculation for the next 24 hours. 24 hours? Are you crazy? This went all through the weekend. We had like 250,000 views just yesterday. I mean, come on. This is taking on a complete life of its own. While the story caused a giant mess when it first broke Wednesday night, leading to wild internet speculation over the next 24 hours, the Celtics finally released a statement on the matter. Max said the team handled it as best that they could. Quote, "I think the Celtics had a decision to make on what they were going to do, and they were immediate. We know the circumstances around, quote, the Me Too movement have changed. If you're around that kind of situation with a subordinate having an extramarital affair with her, there are going to be some consequences." Absolutely. Absolutely. I said before, I worked in the corporate world. If this was a subordinate, your ass would not have a job. Okay, it would be do not pass go. It would be immediate. And it's got nothing to do with Me Too, okay? I mean, when my corporate career started in 98, we would fire your ass on the spot in rural East Texas, do not pass go. You're hitting the bricks, okay? Max has a tough time seeing Udoka ever returning to the Boston bench. I don't know how it's possible. I really don't. Quote, it might be one of the things where they buy Emmy out and continue on with another coach. He said it's going to be really tough for him to come back. I was excited about having him as a coach and what he did with these players. I loved it. Look, the team was good. You made it to the finals. You actually won 2 games against the Warriors. I mean, he seems like the guy can coach. I'm not trying to say he can't. But being a coach, part of that is making sure you conduct yourself in a professional manner on and off the court, okay? But it's a different day and time. What I see happening in the world right now is completely different, added Max. There's a mistrust in the organization. Can he gain it back? Not a chance. That is going to be a very tough road. The Celtics did talk with every player individually before the news broke, making sure no one would be blindsided by the suspension. Boston is now turning to 34-year-old Joe Mazzulla, who has no head coaching experience in the NBA. Quote, he's a tough-minded kid, Maxwell said of Mazzulla. He's involved with Brad. I like Brad Stevens. He doesn't have the experience, but if you look at guys like Damon Stoudemire behind him, I think it's going to be more of a transition. They aren't going to change much. They have outstanding players, and they're young players in the system. Not much is going to change, so it doesn't have to change.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Many thanks. With Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown still have pillars of the team. Leaders like Al Horford, Marcus Smart, Maxwell still thinks Boston chances to compete for a title this season. I think it's a very good team and they're championship driven, added Max. The East got stronger, but they have Tatum and Brown that they can depend on. I got to tell you, can you imagine if this interim coach goes out there and wins an NBA championship? I hope he does, actually, to be honest with you. I would love to see that. A couple of times, again, he was talking about in this day and time. Like I said, 20 years ago, you could not do this. Okay, you could not do this. We were a long way from any. This has nothing to do with Me Too. It's got nothing to do with cancel culture. You just can't act this way in a corporate environment, all right, with a subordinate. Good Lord, the wife of somebody that's a higher up than you in the organization, their wife, I can only imagine. Think about that. It's absolutely crazy. If you look at all the details laid out in front of you, I have no idea, and I'm going to be real. I have no idea how he possibly coaches for the Celtics again. I don't. And do I think he could probably get another job as a coach? I'm sure he can. In the NBA, I don't know about that. Now, he's shown he's a pretty good coach. Maybe somebody will give him a chance. I don't know. But, man, can you imagine the stipulations they're going to put on this guy? The Celtics are any other team. Cedric Maxwell's right. This is going to be nearly impossible for him to come back and get back on the Boston Celtics court. Keep in mind, every time he turns and looks down at the benches, he's got to figure out who the hell ratted me out on top of it. I'm sure he probably knows. All right. And then that's the problem in this. Okay, well, all of a sudden, wait a minute now. I've got 8 minutes less playing time per game this year. What's that about, Udoka? You get my point. That's the kind of problems that can come out of all of this. Cedric Maxwell is absolutely right. I don't know how he comes back. Make sure you hit subscribe. We're covering this extensively. Wow. people absolutely want to know about this. This is one of the craziest situations in the history of this channel. To see something like this happen in a major, major sport involving a head coach and somebody that works for a team that is married to an actress, it's just nuts. It's absolutely insane. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.